You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week it's the Culinary Arts Edition of Art and Soul. And joining me at the table is local food expert and blogger Jessica Webster, also host of the In Crowd you hear every Sunday afternoon here on WEMU. Hi, Jessica.
Lisa Berry.
And it's August. Can you believe it's August already? I'm hanging on to summer with all I've got. And I thought we should make this about a salute to summer food. What do you think?
It's definitely a good time to be thinking about summer food.
The Lisa Berry way is to start with dessert. Life short, eat dessert first, right?
Sounds good to me.
So I'm thinking about ice cream. Mm-hmm. We have so many great places for ice cream in our area.
You know, I was thinking about this because, you know, we talk about food a lot, you and I. For a reason, right? Part of it is that we talk about food once a month, but part of it is just I like to talk about food.
Because I learn from you.
And I was thinking about ice cream places and places I like to go, and I kind of broke them down into three destinations. You got your soft serve like Dairy Queen, and it's always a big celebration in my neighborhood when Dairy Queen opens for the season in March. And then you've got kind of the mass market places like Stroh's Ice Cream that they serve at Washtenaw Dairy, where you've got the benefit of it being a little less expensive and maybe a lot of tradition involved in it. And then you've got what we've had kind of infiltrating our ice cream lives in the last few years is mind-blowingly good, locally made ice cream, made with care, with ingredients locally sourced, and that are often as seasonal as those farm-to-table restaurants. And that's very exciting right now. We've got a nice kind of survey of some of those around here in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti.
Like Blank Slate in Ann Arbor?
I went down to Blank Slate after dinner yesterday and looked at the line and went, nope.
It goes fast, though.
It was like down all the way to the end of the block and was wrapping
around. You make friends, and then you even want it more when you get up to
the front. I've stood in that line before.
Yeah.
I have, for sure. You've got other places like the great Iorio's Gelato. You've got Sweet Dirt, which is great ice cream you can get. It's the pastry chef from Grange, and so it's incorporated in the desserts that Grange has, and you can also get it at Argo Farm Stop. And then here in Ypsilanti, ta-da, we've got great ice cream from Go.
Go Ice Cream is celebrating their first anniversary, and we just happen to have in studio with us right now Rob Hess, the creator. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
I love the story of Go Ice Cream because it really kind of started on a bicycle.
Yeah, it did. I found an old Worksman tricycle, which is what they foremen used to use to carry their tools up and down the lines in the GM plants and stuff. And I just decided that it would be a fun way to sort of combine two things I was passionate about, which was biking and ice cream. So I just thought if I could take two things that I absolutely love in my life and put them together, I think I've got a real game changer for myself. So, yeah, I started, you know, as a 40-year-old man wearing spandex, pedaling a tricycle and selling ice cream. So
and that was more than a year ago, right? How long ago was that?
Yeah, it was actually 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I started it as sort of a part-time venture. I was working at U of M. I had a job that I absolutely loved as a videographer there. Oh. And I did it as a part-time thing, and then it just kept growing and growing. Eventually, I went down to part-time at U of M, and I was part-time the ice cream man, part-time videographer guy. And then we started a crowdfunding campaign where we were able to raise a significant portion of the money to actually build out our ice cream store. And then about a year ago, I was able to go full-time as the ice cream man. So
how's it going?
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. It's the best. I recommend to absolutely everybody in the world, quit your job, become the ice cream man. You'll be the happiest person of all time.
Oh, that's great. So part of going full-time as the ice cream man means that you've opened a bricks and mortar store in downtown Ypsilanti.
Yes. Yeah, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary this Friday. We're so incredibly excited. If I start crying in the middle of the interview, please forgive me because I've got a lot of emotions going on
really?
This week. Yeah, it's just been so fun. It's been, you know, the adventure of a lifetime. We have connected with so many people in our community. We've made so many delicious things. We've created so many memories. I mean, when you see a little kid have their first ice cream at your place, and then they come back a year later and they have words and they can say, "Hi, Ice Cream Rob." I mean, it's the greatest thing in the entire world. I get to cook a food that I love. I get to employ people. I get to help people in my community. I get to, you know, we do a lot of partnering with nonprofits and doing fundraisers for folks. And I get to, connect with my community more and serve them ice cream.
Where'd you get your recipes from?
everywhere. So basically, I get an idea based off of something that I'm really, really into, like a food that I'm really into or something where I don't think it's necessarily been expressed the way that I want it to be expressed. And then I start looking around at everybody's recipes. What is everyone doing? How are people tweaking this? All of that stuff. And then I come up with my own sort of version of it. So one particular example is this spring, I really wanted to punch our flavors way, way up and get people excited. You know, in February, it's kind of gray. So I did a curry ice cream.
Really?
So I did a really great yellow curry ice cream. I pumped it up with lots of cardamom. And that came from a food memory I had as a little kid. My mom would make these great sour cream, curry, and horseradish sauces that I just, like, loved. And so I was like, somehow this curry has to make it into an ice cream. So,
and was it a big seller?
You know, people still come back and ask for it. I sort of thought it would be one of those that kind of pushed the envelope for folks. You know, it's not a cookies and cream, it's not a blue moon, but it's going to be for a more adventurous crowd. And it was funny. A lot of folks were a little bit cautious at first, but then once they tasted it, they loved it. And they started to see the ways that, you know, curry can kind of have some notes that are similar to chai, and it had a little bit of heat at the end of it, so...
That's awesome.
Jessica Webster would eat curry ice cream.
I'm thinking I need to get on your list so that when you make it again, when it's gray in February, I will be knocking at the door.
We're doing it in September.
Okay.
There's a festival that's coming around town, and we're going to be doing it then.
That's excellent. Wow. So do you have people who do taste testing for you, and can I be one of them?
He brought in some samples, and is this that I'm eating? Because it's very unique.
You're eating the fresh mint chocolate chip.
And it tastes like an herb mint.
Yeah, it is fresh mint from the garden. And that's one of the fun things about ice cream is, you know, we when we think about mint ice cream or mint-flavored things,
right,
we don't think about the herb that actually grows out of the earth that we're all so familiar
right.
with. Yeah, so it's funny. That particular ice cream is a little shocking for folks at first because it tastes like mint. That's what we hear all the time. It mm-hmm. tastes like mint.
And you making your own cones? You brought some... sample a waffle cone. I'm always moaning
you
on this
show. You still have cone left? Mine's long gone.
Tell us about your waffle cones.
That was the result of about 2 weeks of constant testing in my kitchen at home. Shout out to my wife, Lara Zeelan, who is very, very gracious in letting me take over the kitchen and test waffle cone batters for 2 weeks. And I think one of the unique things about that is we actually used a clarified browned butter in it. So it has this really buttery but still sort of nutty taste. Mm-hmm. And the secret ingredient, which I don't believe in secret ingredients actually, so I'll just say it
We're
on
getting
the radio.
It. We're going to write this down.
Yeah, is a little bit of gram flour. So it gives it a little bit of that crunch, mm-hmm. and it helps it sort of be a little bit more brittle and break apart.
Nice. Well, you know what? If you haven't tried Go Ice Cream yet, it might be a good time to go celebrate their first anniversary, which happens on Friday the 4th from 6 to 10. Is that right?
Yep, from 6 to 10 p.m.
It's a dance party?
Yep, we're going to have a dance party. We've got a big disco ball that we're going to be hanging up, all kinds of lights. It's probably the weirdest thing you'll ever do in an ice cream store
right
in
on.
The best possible way.
I love it.
Everyone's invited, and where will it be? At the actual store?
Yep, it'll be at 10 North Washington. We have a little party space up in front, and so we'll be hanging our disco ball. We have a DJ. We're going to have a live band going. We'll have a cash bar. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, apparently we can talk about ice cream all day because we are out of time for this art. And so Rob Hess is the founder, owner of Go Ice Cream in Ypsilanti. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you guys so much for having me out.
Jessica Webster, we'll hear you Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, Lisa.